Welcome to the second World Cup pubcast. I'm here, it's Jim Staples. I've been elevated to the place of chairman as my dying wish before I head out to South Africa. I'm with Simon Pitney.
Hello.
Sheffield, Plymouth and, Plymouth and Everton, or yeah. Everton and Plymouth?
Everton and then Plymouth.
Everton and Plymouth. Tom Lemons.
Yep, Sheffield United.
Sheffield United fan. Simon Head.
You're right.
Gillingham fan. And Stuart Hoare, QPR fan, but also a fan of Didier Drogba. Okay.
Big fan.
Getting on to the first thing on our subject list, your favourite match stroke moment so far. Simon Pitney, start us off.
My favourite match, just as a viewing spectacle, would have been last night, Germany beating Australia, just for the amount of goals involved. And actually, I know Australia were poor, but I thought Germany played quite well. They looked like they were going to score every time they went forward, so there was enough there to keep me interested, even though it's two teams typically you don't want to see do well, Germany and Australia.
Yeah.
My favourite moment is probably just the first South African goal and the whole place going absolutely mental and the little dance afterwards. Just everyone was happy for that, weren't they? So that's probably my favourite moment.
Do you like rehearsed goal celebrations, though?
No, I just like the fact that it's South Africa and they scored first and everyone went mad. That's what I like.
Isn't it, as well? Coca-Cola are offering, I think it's 3,000 rand to each goal celebration.
Because they need money, don't they,
It's for water, it's given to water supply.
Okay,
so
yeah, fair enough.
Each dance.
And I like the fact Stuart's now said more on this podcast than he did the whole of the hour that we
did
the other day. Stuart Hoare.
The old baby, that when it meant something.
Yeah. Or Roger Miller. Have you seen the Roger Miller advert as well?
Yeah, that's cool.
He's doing coke, he's got no teeth. He's standing there with a can of coke. Yeah, go. Oh, I don't know if he sounds like that.
Great accent, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we had your Nigerian accent in the office early this morning, which I hope we get back to later on.
Got to
anyway, okay.
Tickets.
Mr. Tom Lemons.
Favourite moment so far would have to be the Stevie Gerrard opener, purely because it was so early and it was just eradicated every sort of feeling you had of negativity before the game, if you had anything. And obviously, everyone watching it, everyone in the whole country went wild because they didn't expect it to become that early. Favourite game would have to be, like Simon, the Germany game. I just thought Germany were absolutely brilliant.
They did look pretty damn good, didn't they?
They were clean, they did everything really nicely. There was no messiness about it, there was no ugliness. It was just all
efficient,
pure
German efficiency.
Yeah. Well, it was exciting as well, which is very un-German like, isn't it?
Yeah. All their centre forwards are now on the score sheet as well, apart from
Gomez. I really did want Australia to win because I really like playing against Australia. I like the friendly rivalry between us and Australia.
Simon Head, favourite moment, favourite match?
All right, favourite match, I'm going to go, and in fact the moment comes from that as well, Argentina versus Nigeria.
Yep. Does your moment involve Maradona in some way?
Yeah.
He's just brilliant.
Just every cutaway to Diego Maradona was my favourite moment.
Good drinking game. Every time a close up of Diego Maradona happens,
just get yourself smashed.
Favourite game quickly as well.
Same game. I thought Argentina started well. Lionel Messi, little stat for you, has had more shots in that game than any other nation has had in a World Cup so far.
Greedy.
Really?
Okay, now, that's quite a good stat. Bring
but
the stats
good
on.
Was, how good was the Nigerian goal?
He was very good.
We had one Nigerian guy. He just turned up at our pub on his own, sat on a table
in Medway,
sat on his own. He had a little chat with us before the game. He said, "How are they going to go?" And he said, "We'll be good out on a pitch, but the goalkeeper will be rubbish."
Okay.
And he got it completely ran the wrong way.
About hindsight scoring as well. That was a bit of a
shock. That was a great header as well.
It was a great header, but I mean, it was marvellous.
Sorry, Tom, you've had your moment and match, so I don't really know why you're chipping in with that. So on Stuart Hoare, you've been impressed by the Spanish so far, haven't you, Stuart?
Yeah, they've had a great start to the tournament.
Because this morning you said, Spain were quite good.
No, I said, have Spain played yet? That was
okay.
The quote.
All right.
We've got rid of Gerrard goal, isn't it? England kicking off the
campaign. Is that because it's the only thing you've seen?
No, I've watched a couple of games. Other than that, I've just been playing Football Manager. So I have to flip between the two.
Okay.
The Gerrard goal and probably the best match. It's got to be Germany, isn't it? Winning 4-0. I hate the Germans, but 4-0 is a good result. Very efficient.
Very efficient. Okay. In terms of myself, I'll go for favourite match. I haven't really got one. They've all been pretty crap. My favourite moment was either seeing all the England fans in the stadium before the game, because I loved
hear
that
above the bus,
I really loved that, and you could hear our fans above the stupid horns as well, and that just brought it home that I'm out there. Did I mention I'm going out there? Going out, so I'm going to be there on Friday with a flag as well. And secondly, Heskey absolutely maiming Tim Howard, which I thought was fantastic. He proper went into it. The ball wasn't even really there. It was just Heskey just sort of
even if he made contact, he wasn't going to score.
Yeah.
So
the commentator
he hits the
as
goalkeeper
well.
With
a lot
the ball
when
he hits the goalkeeper with his foot. It doesn't matter where he is on the pitch.
Yeah.
He finds the keeper, doesn't he?
Second on the agenda is the TV coverage. I'll chip in here we'll go back round the other way. Yeah, I ended, so I'm going to start. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah? You like that?
Fishing.
Okay. Yeah, Germans. The Germans.
No.
All I've got to say, Mick McCarthy is an absolute idiot.
What was he on? I've not seen any of the BBC coverage. So.
I don't. It was on one of the games on Sunday or Saturday.
He was on Nigeria, Argentina, wasn't he?
Yeah, he just kept repeating himself, just being really, really Mick McCarthy like. Yeah.
Really northern.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's it for me. And I think the ITV team are making it very easy for the BBC to have a good World Cup.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. They're like the Algeria and Slovenia of the World Cup so far. They're awful. Edgar Davids as well.
He's got weird eyes,
hasn't he? When he's not got those glasses on, he's just look weird eyes.
He's one of my all-time favourite players, but as a pundit yourself, because he just giggles.
Yeah.
Edgar, you got anything to say? No.
Should tell him. Robbie Keane knocked him out as well, didn't he?
Huh?
Yeah, Robbie Keane knocked him out. Did someone he? Told me that the weekend. Oh. I was like, I don't like Davids, I don't like his eyes. And someone just went, yeah, Robbie Keane knocked him out. That was the end of that conversation. And we moved on. And I'm going to do the same now. Stuart Hoare.
TV coverage. If you were watching ITV and you had it in HD, you would see the England goal.
Yeah.
That's not good, is it?
Got nice a habit of that.
Good advert, though. Hyundai advert. Brazil versus Argentina.
Theory,
again,
yeah.
Nothing to do with the game.
A bit extra.
Yeah, you don't want an advert when England are scoring their first goal of the tournament.
I'll open this out. We're not going to ask everyone. Has anyone else got anything to say on the TV coverage?
I don't like ITV's commentator, what's his name?
Clive
Chief Tilsley. Commentator.
Clive Tilsley.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
He's so negative. Everything he says is so negative towards England. There's nothing positive the guy's got to say. And on the other side, Jim Beglin, best co-commentator I think there's ever been.
Oh, big shout that.
That's a big shout.
Better than Keegan.
Brilliant.
Keegan at France 98?
Seriously. Well, we touched on that last week.
No, Jim Beglin for me.
The panel last night for the Germany versus Australia game, you had, who did we have? We had Patrick Vieira, looks like a tortoise, right?
He's got a very small head.
He looks like a tortoise.
Very small head and perfectly spherical.
Has nothing of any interest to say. You've got Edgar Davids, has nothing of any substance to say.
Has nothing that anyone can comprehend to say.
And Kevin Keegan, who just looks in a constant state of depression. Yeah. And Adrian Charles has basically sat there.
Adrian Charles is doing his best to keep that ship afloat, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
I quite like the fact that Keegan's on that panel, because you can just look at Keegan and think, thank God he's not our manager anymore.
Yeah,
there is that.
England, basically, is the next talking point. We'll have a little bit, a brief synopsis from everyone on what they thought of the performance, where they stand on the Robert Green situation. So what I want to know is what you thought of the performance, what changes should be made, and what you think the score's going to be in the next game. Simon Pitney, kick us off.
Okay, I'm not as downbeat as everyone else. I thought despite a draw, England actually did play reasonably okay. Should Robert Green be dropped? No, because otherwise you're just ruining the rest of his career. I didn't like Sean White Phillips coming on. I don't really understand how he's a professional footballer. Joel Cole would have made more sense for me.
I've told you my theory on White Phillips.
Yes, you
they
have.
Brought him on because he's a Gary Coleman lookalike.
Oh yeah.
And just, they thought that the United,
about,
the United States team, that was awful. Your Nigerian impression. The United States team might just think he's back from the grave, and they've just got like jelly legs, and then they don't just
work,
and then it didn't work.
Algeria and Slovenia, I think we'll see them off fine, so I still think we'll come top of the group. My big concern is if Ledley King is out, having Jamie Carragher alongside John Terry, there's very little pace in that.
It's very red,
back
wasn't
four, and I think we're going to be in trouble.
I love players that get red as they play.
Yeah.
Gascoigne was the same.
If he hadn't been playing 5 minutes and he was bright red.
Ooh, yeah. Carragher.
It looks like Ed was going to explode at one stage.
But I do like the fact that, because that is proper like down the park stuff on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's always one kid, it was me, there's always one kid who runs around a little bit and then he's just beetroot red, like Heinz tomato ketchup red. Like so red, it's unbelievable. And we've got one in Jamie Carragher.
Yeah.
Stuart, very good point.
Very red.
Well, point of the day.
Yeah, point of the day so far.
Okay,
so in the short term or medium term, next result. I know you said we're going to see on both Algeria and Slovenia.
I think we'll see Algeria will be a comfortable win, like a 2-0 win, early goal, and then one late at the end, so that we spend 80 minutes worrying about our Algeria going to eat tomorrow.
Okay.
But a 2-0 win.
And you've said, obviously, Robert Green to stay in goal.
Yeah, I think so. I think Capello should, rather than dicking around and saying, oh, who's going to be my goalkeeper? He's not. You should just grab Robert Green and say, you're my keeper now, you're my keeper of the tournament, and just give him a little bit of an arm around his shoulder. I know that's not Capello's style, but.
Finger up the arse.
Yeah, maybe,
Ray Clements.
What about. How about in terms of other personnel? So we've got Gareth Barry now fit. King is going to be out. So would you put Dawson in or Carragher? This is open to the table, this one as well. All chip in with this.
I think it should just be a foot race between Carragher, Dawson, and Upson. Whoever's quickest gets the job.
Dawson, I think.
That'll be Dawson.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I just, Carragher scares me when he got stripped by Altidore, and I was like, come on.
I didn't see that.
I know,
was
as
that,
well.
Was that in HD? I didn't see that.
Running in slow motion.
He can't turn. He can't turn and then run. He's
got
no sprint.
He can, it just takes him a week.
Yeah,
Carragher's brilliant when he has to just hurl his body in front of stuff.
Did you see that? He's a gritty player.
Algeria's number 9 got sent off as well, though, didn't he? Did anyone see that?
I didn't watch the game. Yeah. I missed. That's the one game I missed.
Hopefully he's their number 9, so hopefully he's a big striker.
Right,
I don't know if anyone... Stuart, do you know? Football manager?
Number 9. Well.
No. I haven't looked him up yet, mate. He's not on my scouting list anyway.
Find his sticker and look him up.
But the England side, I think there needs to be a fair few changes in that team.
Are we all in agreement that Barry should be, if he's fit...
Barry has to play.
Okay,
yeah. Barry has to play. I completely disagree with Simon about the goalkeeper. Forget his career. This is the World Cup. We're not a babysitting service. He wasn't good enough. Drop him. Get a proper goalkeeper in, whether it be James or whether it be, I'd actually be tempted to play Joe Hart. He knows tournament football well with the under 21s. He's confident, which is the one thing that Robert Green isn't right now. I think he's a better shot stopper. I think he commands his area better. And it's not just about Robert Green, it's about the guys playing in front of him. How many of those defenders, John Terry as an example, is he going to think, yeah, I'm safe with him behind me?
I completely disagree. I think it's a freak mistake.
Yeah.
He didn't obviously mean it.
Yeah, but
have
you seen his career is littered with freak mistakes.
Okay, mistakes happen. What if David James, if he came in and made a mistake, would you drop him for the next game?
Yeah, just keep rotating him.
Then the defence will never get
20,
sure.
20 minutes each.
Squad rotation. Once you make a decision, stick to it.
Keep
I don't think he will.
Get,
I think, da-
Green
I think
him, get
David
the defense
James
knowing that Green's
James
going.
Yeah.
I would keep
James
will get the nuts. No, the defense aren't going to know what they're doing. Keeper's one of the most important part of defending. Well, for a defender point of view, to have a good solid keeper.
But the players all want David James. If you read the press reports, the players all want David James.
Yeah,
and the guys upstairs
the
in our editorial.
Do we pick a team and what the players want, or have we employed a manager?
Yeah, but if the players want David James in goal, I don't think it's because he's got loads of banter and he's just a better person, which he probably is.
He's got good hair.
I think
he's
just relying more.
I think they're just more like Tom's saying. I think they're more confident when he is in goal.
Yeah.
In which case, he should be in starting, and you've got to ask why he's not.
Sorry,
I was going to say a note of optimism for the Robert Green camp is he's never been on the losing side when he's played in goal for him. Just as a little point.
He's never played in a tournament though, has he?
Well, no, but he's played some competitive matches. I'm just trying to think who's the best side
he's played against.
That's a stat.
Yeah. Soccer AM used to have, I've said this before on the Jules podcast, I think. Soccer AM used to have a whole section of their show when he was at Norwich on Rob Green errors. He's just an error prone idiot.
They did that with David James 10 years before, didn't they?
So Joe Hart, definitely. All right, we're all good.
Yeah. But left midfield, though, I think Joe Cole has to go into the side of left midfield.
Absolutely.
You've got to go 4-4-1-1. Get rid of Heskey, because you won a lot of headers, but did he head them to any of our players? Not that often. He had one really good moment.
I disagree with the Heskey thing. I think he did all right.
I think
Heskey
played really well.
Gerrard in for the goal, which was good. But I just... And also, you need someone...
How many balls did Heskey get to feet? The one ball he had to his feet, I think he had two balls. The one he should have scored, which is why I see the argument for not having Heskey in there. Going back to Milner quickly, because Tom Puck touched on that, James Milner was playing on the wings for Villa. Martin O'Neill put him into central midfield, and he proved himself to be an exceptional centre midfielder this season. So why is Capello taking him and putting him on the wing? He had a crap game, I know, and he was doing nothing. And if he'd stayed on,
he was damaging the Dalton all week.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know why he was in the team. Yeah.
But if you're going to play him, then you put him in centre midfield. But yeah, Cole, when he brought water for Luton, I was just like, what?
And he's just spent the whole game just running into people, kicking the ball off, and giving the ball away.
I don't even know if Lampard was there, was he?
No.
The quiet stuff that Barry does, then, I'm encouraged by that.
Really?
I don't think he played badly.
I just think that he didn't see him do what he does for Chelsea. I'd play Rooney up top, playing where he plays for Man United. I'd play Gerrard behind him. Then you can have Lampard in his usual position as a slightly advanced midfield player. Barry behind him. You'd have Lennon one wing, Joe Cole the other wing. Job done. I'd have Dawson centre half as well.
I'd put Dawson in.
Because you need a bit of mobility. And
Stu, you're a big Joe Cole fan, aren't you?
I love Joe Cole.
Yeah? You love him, actually.
I'm not in love with him.
Okay.
Wouldn't marry him.
But you want him in
the... Yeah, definitely start.
Take him away for a weekend, yeah?
No.
So you put him what, left?
Left.
Okay.
And then Lennon on the right.
Then on the right. Lennon looked okay in the opening exchanges. He got past his man
a
couple of times. Yeah.
We didn't use him enough because he was in space.
Saying all that, I think USA did very bloody very good. I thought their tactics
very good, very good.
I thought their tactics.
Yeah, well, bloody's all right.
Jolly well.
I thought their tactics were really good. They cancelled Rooney out. They cancelled the two wingers out. I'm not so much the fullbacks pushing on, but the two wing. I mean, Aaron Lennon, he got closed down very quickly indeed.
Yeah, they
kept Ashley Cole quite honest. He didn't get forward much. They
were playing for a draw.
I think they did.
I think
that's the tactics they and then go ahead and beat the other two and get their second place.
I thought Donovan played well for them. I thought he stood out. I thought Bradley in midfield. I thought he played very well. He mopped everything up. And he did what perhaps Lampard didn't, and what Barry will do if we put him in the side.
Yeah.
I thought our best player was Glenn Johnson. I thought he was excellent.
They did.
Gerrard was okay, but I thought Johnson.
I think
was very
he
good.
Is one of our best players, like not just on the day, but overall.
I wouldn't ask him to do a lot of defending, but all the while we've got the ball, and he was unlucky. He nearly scored a cracker, didn't he? Where
he did cut inside again.
Shades of Mexico.
Ronaldo move, yeah.
We like it. Now they did do well, and What Tom said is definitely true. That space between their midfield and defence, they patrol very, very well. Because that's what Rooney likes to do when he's playing for England.
He drops off.
Every time he dropped off, he had a man on him. The defender would leave him, and one of their defensive midfielders would pick up. So
do you think there's space? Deeper as the game went on as well.
Yeah.
Do you think there's space for Rooney and Heskey to both drop off?
No.
So what? How? Because they both like to do that.
They both like to do that. My solution to that would be Peter Crouch.
If you're playing Heskey, just tell him you're a battering ram. You take the two centre.
Your job is to occupy the two centre.
Yeah. Your job is to maim a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Occupy the centre.
Go and do your job.
There's a lot of him.
Yeah, there is a lot of him. Okay, score predictions. Simon.
For the next game.
For the next
I've already
game.
Said 2-0 to England.
2-0, okay.
I think it'd be even more convincing 3-0.
3-0?
I'll go with that 3.
Simon Head's going for 3. Stuart Hall?
2-0.
2-0. I'm going to go for 3-1. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but I'm going to be there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You never mentioned it.
The next point we've got on our talking points is Maradona / Argentina. I didn't do this list, Mr. Head.
It was just the general, you know, Ferrari and mentalness surrounding the Argentinian national team. They've clearly got a lot of talent going forward. They do look slightly wobbly at the back, even a side like Nigeria, who didn't look particularly clever going forward, gave them a few problems. But again, it was just going back to the game was almost as much about their manager as it was about their team.
Mm-hmm.
We probably saw as much as the same amount of Maradona as we did of Messi.
Oh, Holland 1-0 up.
Yeah, just saw that. Sorry.
Anyone know who scored?
No.
We'll have a look in a
minute. They're obviously playing back on, aren't they?
This is World Cup podcast at its best. This is exactly what's happening. The goal's gone in, and we're giving a live report. But
we're kind of like ITV HD. We missed a goal.
But better. Stuart, you can be Mick McCarthy.
This isn't a replay, is it?
No.
Tom, I've got you earmarked as Edgar Davids.
They missed it by a long shot. They've already scored before half time. They're now 52 minutes.
No, it was 0-0 at half time. Interestingly, I've got a stat for you. Denmark have got the most prolific strike force at the tournament. They've only taken 3 strikers. If I consult my notes, you've got John Dahl Thomason, the Newcastle legend, has scored 51 goals in 110 appearances.
That's quite good.
Søren Larsen has scored 11 goals in 19 appearances.
That's good.
And Nicholas Bender has scored 11 goals in 32 appearances.
Is that better than Klose and Podolski for Germany? Because Podolski is better than 1-2 for Germany.
Maybe not, but if you'd originally heard what I said as a strike force. Germany have got other strikers.
Mario Gomez let them down.
Yeah. They've only taken 3 strikers, and that's their strike force.
Mario Gomez go for all that money? He's rubbish.
Saying that, it's not really helping them at the moment because they're 1-0 down to the Dutch. So, anyone else got anything to add on the Argentina Maradona?
Do you think that our England's version of that would be if Gazza ever?
We said that on the last episode. Edit that out because as it listens.
The only thing I've got to say is his suit was too big. Other than that, that's
did he wear
point.
A suit or a tracksuit?
He wore a suit and it was way too big for him.
I've got to be honest, I watched the England game but don't remember an awful lot about it, but I'm going to watch the highlights soon. And apart from that, I've been in the vicinity of TVs when the games have been on, but I haven't really watched them in that much detail just because of alcoholic abuse.
We were quite close to the telly on Friday night. Very little watching of the telly actually happened.
I woke up and wasn't aware of the score of the France game. But, alright, we will move on to the next point, which is the Germans. They were, as I think a couple of people alluded to already, they were pretty damn good last night. So, best team in the tournament so far?
I think from what we've seen so far, yeah.
I haven't seen Spain
yet. But it was on your
screen. Very true. It's early days, but yeah, definitely, just 100%. On their form, on their day, there.
It'll be interesting to see how bad Australia are as well.
Yeah.
See who they come up against. I don't know if they've got Serbia or Ghana in the next game.
They look old. They look like the who's that Chipperfield up front?
Yeah.
He looked old, he looked like a builder just turned up on a Sunday afternoon. He
well, Craig Moore
that's possible
back.
As well. I mean,
in their starting 11, they didn't actually pick a centre forward, did they?
No. Cahill played up front.
It's like, what are you doing?
So, yeah, I actually think that's a really bad group. I think it's a really weak
I thought
group.
Ghana looked quite good. That was one of the games that I did watch.
But Ghana laboured to beat Serbia. And Serbia, I know half the people on last week's pod tipped, and me and Dan tipped Ghana. I think everyone else tipped Serbia. Serbia were wrong.
How good was South Korea?
South Korea.
Go on, mate. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
In their lives, they go out and win.
They just work
that,
so hard.
That game was a World Cup semi-finalist versus a European Championship winner.
Yeah.
Greece, South Korea. Astonishing.
How bad must that European Championships have been for Bristol?
I like the fact Harry Stays ducked the ball as well. Did you see that for the goal?
Yeah.
It's like, that's coming open. No, I'll leave that. That's fine.
Strong target man set forward.
Don't fancy that much. Yeah. Don't fancy that much. And then anything else that you've noticed from the tournament so far? Any more? We were talking about the horns earlier. There's talk of them possibly banning them from the grounds.
I mean, that's stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm fully behind that.
No, I think it's part of the culture of the tournament. They should just have them. Just go for it.
Yeah.
But it is drowning out the England supporters band.
Yeah. I don't want to blow my own trumpet.
That to be a very good thing.
I don't want to blow my own trumpet. But
you would if you had one less rib.
Yeah.
That can be.
Yeah. That's a different podcast altogether. I think they should get rid of them. Just ban them.
No.
Just put them in jail if anyone uses one inside the ground. Because for the reason being, every game sounds the same at the moment. Like Holland, they take good support everywhere. I don't know how many they've got out there, but they love their band there, and you can hear a Dutch crowd.
Yeah.
Same as the England game. I know they were there.
Couldn't hear any singing,
could you? Yeah, no, well, you could. I watched it in the flat at home, and you could hear the England fans just above it, but only sporadically and stuff like that.
I was driving back somewhere, so I missed the Algeria Slovenia game, but I was getting the commentary, and it was David Pleat and someone. And even though you're allowed to take Ruby Sailors, you're not allowed to take sweets or Coke in there. And they were talking about that's why Chris Waddle was so upset. Because they'd taken his
entire diet
and his Coke off him into the ground
that's
every day.
That's bad news, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is bad news.
So no sweets or Coke for you, Jim.
But, okay, there's one rule of thought.
Gentle reminder.
There's one rule
of Haribo.
One rule of thought. Oh, Haribo, yeah. One rule of thought says, okay, it's in South Africa and that's their culture, so blow your horns, do you know what I mean, and we should get used to it. But then some of the South African delegates have actually said, yeah, but the World Cup is all about nations coming together, and the people of South Africa are not experiencing the England fans, the Dutch fans, the German fans, the Argentina fans, the USA fans and stuff like that. So I'd go with banning them. Stuart, thoughts on the horns?
No, don't ban the horns.
Are you pro horns?
Pro horn.
For what reason? What do they bring to the spectacle that
a
is
massive,
the World Cup? Yeah, but after 2 minutes,
you couldn't be much more explicit than that, could you?
No.
I think keep them.
Yeah.
I think you can. As soon as you start telling people what they can and can't bring into a ground to make
through
a noise,
pastels
you're on very
gone
dodgy
too far
ground.
Anyway.
Yeah. The ideal situation, which is completely unpoliceable, would be let the South African fans have them. So that in their match, that's their atmosphere. Let them generate that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But it's almost impossible. All the while, you've got a load of drunk English people going, "Hey, Vuvuzela!"
Yeah, but I don't think the English people ever get. I don't think many English people would be honking their horns. I certainly won't be. I don't think there's going to be loads of English people using those horns in the ground, because it's not what we do, is it?
No,
we sing and we stand the national anthem.
No, we just fight.
Well, it's not true.
Well, not anymore.
No, it's not true anymore. Thank God. any other points?
I just think that. I don't think the World Cup has completely exploded into life yet. I think that opening goal, I thought, that's it. The whole tournament is just going to completely burst into life. Some of the games have been a little bit of a disappointment.
We're still waiting for the first classic game, aren't we?
Yeah, I think...
It could be going on now, we just don't know. we can see the score, but we can't see the TV screen.
1-0 60 minutes
for
in.
For me, the World Cup hasn't kicked off properly until you've seen Brazil play.
Yeah, that's true.
And when we see Brazil play, then... You know the World Cup is.
Who's their first? Is it North Korea their first game?
Yeah,
I think it is.
It brings even more to it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
North Korea for a cheeky draw.
Potentially the most pointless football fixture of all time. Why are North Koreans turning up?
Yeah, that's what the World Cup's about.
Well,
isn't it?
I get that. It was just a throwaway comment, really.
And we threw it away.
The whole podcast is a throwaway comment. What are you talking about?
Okay. On other points, did anyone see that Malouda on Friday was going to play against South Africans, but he got dropped on the Thursday / Friday morning for going a bit mental in training? he just started putting like 2 foot. You do know about it, Simon, so yeah, you can bring that to the conversation. So that Dominic sort of brought him across and was like, yeah, just have to calm down. He went, yep, we'll do. Ran back and started doing exactly the same thing again. So he basically just decided to drop him.
Didn't Gallas have to calm him down? And if William Gallas is calming you down,
when he's the voice of reason, you're in trouble.
I think he's
already sulking because he's not the captain. Yeah, he won't talk to the press because he's not the captain.
I think it was Evra that actually sort of got called across to calm him down.
But out of our players, who else talked to the press apart from our captain?
Well, whoever the FA put up to talk, because you can put one or two players up, and like, you know, before in each press conference, you can put up to two people up.
Right. I've captain, seen one with Joe Cole, so.
Yeah. I mean, the FA routinely put two different people up each time. They sometimes stick the captain in there. But yeah, no, the French team, as Jim mentioned in last week's show, not exactly the most media friendly.
They're the
team
new Dutch team as well, aren't they?
They're the new Holland bunch, isn't they?
And everybody in the team, or all the senior players in the team, want Henri in there.
Yeah.
Even Anelka, who you would think would be the one to miss out, thinks that Henri should be in there.
It'd be so easy to cause problems in that dressing room as well, wouldn't it? Just sit on the team bus. Do you know what Anelka just called you? What's that? Well, yeah, just a massive fight erupted on the back of them.
It wouldn't take much, would it?
No,
it wouldn't take much. They're a bit precious, the French.
So has anyone's tips for the wing of the tournament changed at all? Have you seen whoever you were tipping?
My two tips haven't played yet, Spain and Brazil. So.
You were tipping Uruguay for great things. Still sticking with that?
I thought they'd beat France and was slightly disappointed that they didn't, considering how bad France were.
Yep.
But I still think Uruguay will progress. I've drawn Germany's group in our group sweepstake at work.
Yes.
We've bunged 20 quid in, which is quite a substantial amount for a sweepstake, but we get a group, and if the winner comes from that group, then we get the pot. I've drawn Germany's group and I wasn't very happy about it on Thursday or Friday or whenever it was. Now we've gone past the weekend and seen Germany play, I'm actually very, very pleased about it because they look quite tasty. I think they're going to go a lot further than I thought. I think they're looking like semi-finalists at least on that form. But they were playing against a team of bin men pretty much.
It's one game.
A builder, Tom Lemon said, a builder.
It's one game, isn't it? So to be honest, if that would be the worst thing. If England had won 4-0 on Saturday, the hype would be just ridiculous.
Yeah. The fact that we've drawn, and a lot of us, I wasn't one of them to be fair, a lot of us predicted a draw. I think it keeps us in position to qualify. Destiny still in our own hands. We outscore America in the next two games, we'll win the group. So nothing will change.
And then hopefully avoid Germany.
Just build gradually. If we win our group, looking at what's in the other group, I'm not scared by Ghana, and I don't think Serbia are going to qualify. So it'd be us against Ghana. I fancy us to beat them.
Yeah, me too.
I thought they looked okay, but
yeah, they're all right. But I just a bit iffy at the back, as are a lot of teams in this World Cup, including us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I like the fact that Ghana won, though. I want the African teams to do well.
Yeah, the crowd looked quite spectacular. I had it on mute because I was having a family meal. But yeah, it looked quite good.
It'd be good to see an African nation progress quite a way.
Yeah.
Whether it's unlikely to be South Africa, I would have thought, but more likely to be Ghana or the Ivory Coast.
I'd like to change my moment of the tournament so far. That actually happened yesterday. I went back to my parents' house in Kent and had a big family meal for my birthday. And we were talking about obviously the fact that I'm going out there. And my mum was sitting.
You should have mentioned that earlier.
My mum was sitting opposite me, the other end of the table, and we were talking about. She was like, "So when are you actually going out there?" Blah 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 blah. The conversation sort of stopped. She went back to her plate. Then she looked up and shouted across the table in front of my sisters, my nan, a few other people. Don't sleep with any prostitutes, James. to which my response was, okay. Then my nan piped up with, why would he sleep with a prostitute? And then the conversation...
And then you then proceeded to give her a list.
Exchange rate.
Yeah.
Disease ridden, exchange rate, might not know where to find them, various things.
Yeah.
I could do some research, I suppose, but it's not something that was... Doing the World Cup frenzy of football, not something that was high on my agenda anyway.
No, I can imagine, no.
Not even considered the possibility. Okay, that brings our second World Cup pubcast to a close. Thank you, Simon.
Cheers, mate.
Tom. Cheers, mate. Simon Pitney. Stuart Hall. You guys will be back soon, I presume.
Yes, we'll be back later this week.
Later this week, sort
if
of
not beginning of next week.
Wednesday, Thursday, definitely before the next England game, so we'll get a preview of that.
Yeah.
In the meantime, happy listening.